Hear the voice of the bard, who present, past, and future sees, whose ears have heard the holy word that walked among the ancient trees, calling the lapsed soul and weeping in the evening dew that might control the starry pole and fallen light renew. O earth, return, arise from out the dewy grass, night is worn, and the morn rises from the slumberous mass. Turn away no more, why wilt thou turn away the starry floor? The watery shore is given thee till the break of day. You're listening to CICK 93.9 Smithers Community Radio, broadcasting from unceded Gidim Den Clan territory of the Cassia House, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation, in Smithers, British Columbia. Thanks to our show sponsor, Mountain Eagle Books. My name's Gavin Smith, and you're listening to The Underword, and it's a show that explores the relationship between poetry and modern music. If you've never listened to us before, typically we pick a poet in each episode, read some of their work, and explore some of the musicians and modern songs and albums that have been influenced by their work. Today, we are covering William Blake. I'm reading from the book, The Selected Poetry of William Blake, which I borrowed from my parents. The inscription in the front reads, "To my fine lady, at a fine time of life. Love, Paul, 1980. Paul is my father. I can only assume that the fine lady is my mother. At least I hope so. And you were listening at the very beginning of this episode to the poem Introduction by William Blake. And that is the first poem in his Songs of Experience. William Blake was born in 1757 in London. He died in 1827, also in London. He earned his living as an engraver. He was engraving images for various novels and publications. Of course, at the time, that was one of the main ways that illustrations were shown to the public. He also engraved illustrations for many of his own works, bringing a visual element to a lot of the poetry that he wrote. He's sometimes described as a mystic or a visionary. Blake reported experiencing visions throughout his life, often of a religious nature, which influenced the imagery in his poems as well as his artwork. He was largely overlooked and unknown during his lifetime, but he's now one of the best-known figures in English poetry. We are going to start right away, coming in hot with a song. This is Patti Smith, who we've covered on the show before, and this is her song, My Blakean Year.
Just a road in my blinking.
tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forests of the night. What immortal hand or eye could frame thy fearful symmetry? In what distant deeps or skies burnt the fire of thine eyes? On what wings dare he aspire? What the hand dare seize the fire? And what shoulder and what art could twist the sinews of thy heart? And when the heart began to beat, what dread hand and what dread feet? What the hammer, what the chain, in what furnace was thy brain? What the anvil, what dread grasp dare its deadly terrors clasp? When the stars threw down their spears and watered heaven with their tears, did he smile his work to see? Did he who made the lamb make thee? Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forests of the night, what immortal hand or eye dare frame thy fearful symmetry? That was The Tiger by William Blake, probably one of his most well-known poems. I had to do it in high school. Maybe you did too. And before that, you were listening to Patti Smith with My Blakean Year. As I mentioned, that's not the first time Patti Smith has been featured on this show. We also covered her in our episode on Dylan Thomas and the Chelsea Hotel. I'm going to turn now to our next band, which is The Doors. And we're going to play a song that was the B-side to their very first single, Break On Through to the Other Side. Probably are hearing that in your head, just hearing me say that. It was released in 1967 from their album, The Doors. And the song is End of the Night. And this song prominently features the William Blake line, "Some are born to sweet delight, some are born to endless night." And that's from Blake's poem, Auguries of Innocence, which is a bit of a long one that I'm not going to read at all, but it begins with some very famous lines that you might recognize, which is, "To see a world in a grain of sand and a heaven in a wild flower, hold infinity in the palm of your hand and eternity in an hour." So we'll turn now to The Doors with End of Night. Thank you. each chartered street, near where the chartered Thames does flow, and mark in every face I meet marks of weakness, marks of woe. In every cry of every man, in every infant's cry of fear, in every voice, in every band, the mine-forged manacles I hear. How the chimney sweeper's cry every blackening church appalls, and the hapless soldier's sigh runs in blood down palace walls. But most through midnight streets I hear how the youthful harlot's curse blasts the newborn infant's tear and blights with plagues the marriage hearse. That was London by William Blake, just a cheery portrait of the old London town. And before that, you were listening to End of the Night by The Doors. We're going to do an honorable mention here to Led Zeppelin. I can't play the whole song because it's like 11 minutes long, and this show is only 30 minutes long, so you can do the math. But it's from their 1976 release. The excerpt I'm going to play is of their 1976 release, Achilles' Last Stand. And that song includes the line, "Albion remains, sleeping now, to rise again." And that is a reference to Blake's engraving, The Dance of Albion, which personifies the legendary name for Britain, Albion, as a man. And the members of the band were actually tax exiles, interestingly, from Britain when they wrote the song, when Robert Plant was traveling through Morocco and as well as, I believe, Spain and perhaps parts of Italy as well. So as I say, we can't play the whole thing. It's a little bit too long, but we're going to give you some of the Led Zeppelin-y goodness, including that line. I'll just bring it in now and let's start hearing some of that Led Zeppelin magic. We'll just let this play for a couple minutes. So there you go. That's all you get. That's all I'm going to give you. I'm so sorry. It's a very long song. But as I mentioned, that was a reference to the engraving by William Blake. And I had it wrong, just to correct the record, because this is very important and might be a skill testing question at some point. Robert Plant was traveling through Morocco, Greece, and Spain, not Italy, in 1975, when the lyrics for that song were written. But they were there because they were tax exiles from Britain. We're going to turn now to a band called The Smile. And The Smile is a side project of Tom York and Johnny Greenwood of the band Radiohead. You might have heard of them. Rounded out by the Sons of Kemet drummer Tom Skinner. It's a three-piece. And the band itself is named after the Blake poem of the same name, The Smile. And in the band's first shows, which they played, I believe it was 2021 or perhaps 2022, they would walk on stage to a reading of The Smile by actor Cillian Murphy, who you may know among other places from 28 Days Later, famous actor. I can't do a Cillian Murphy. I can't do justice to it, but I will read The Smile to you now. There is a smile of love, and there is a smile of deceit, and there is a smile of smiles in which these two smiles meet. And there is a frown of hate, and there is a frown of disdain, and there is a frown of frowns which you strive to forget in vain. For it sticks in the heart's deep core, and it sticks in the deep backbone, and no smile that ever was smiled, but only one smile alone. That betwixt the cradle and grave, it only once smiled can be, but when it once is smiled, there's an end to all misery. So just try and imagine that in Cillian Murphy's voice, if you can. And I can really sort of pick whatever smile song I want, because the band is named after a William Blake poem. So I'm going to go with We Don't Know What Tomorrow Brings, which is from their first album, released in 2022, A Light for Attracting Attention. Little fly, thy summer's play my thoughtless hand has brushed away. Am not I a fly like thee, or art not thou a man like me? For I dance and drink and sing till some blind hand shall brush my wing. If thought is life and strength and breath, and the want of thought is death, then am I a happy fly if I live or if I die? You were listening to The Smile with We Don't Know What Tomorrow Brings, and what I just read to you was The Fly by William Blake. We're going to turn now to our last song for the evening. This is by the band Shearwater, which was founded by members of Aukerville River, a band that has appeared on this show before on one of our T.S. Eliot episodes. I've been a fan of them for many years. And Shearwater, which some of their members founded as a side project, has been around for quite a long time. I became a fan of them in 2016 when they released their album Jet Plane and Oxbow, which is a fairly ornate, anthemic kind of album. And so I was quite surprised to go back to their 2004 release, Winged Life, which is named after the Blake poem, which we'll get to in a moment, because it's quite a lot more stripped down than the Shearwater that I was used to. So the album Winged Life in 2004 was stated by the band to be a reference to the Blake poem Eternity, which is very short. It's only four lines, which goes something like this. He who binds to himself a joy does the winged life destroy. He who kisses the joy as it flies lives in eternity's sunrise. Now, Shearwater is itself, of course, a bird. Or I say of course, you might not know that. Maybe lots of people don't know that. Anyways, it's a bird. And the album, Winged Life, which is named after that line from the Blake poem, has a number of great songs on it. I'm going to go with the song The Kind, and this will be our last song for the evening. That was The Kind by Shearwater. And I don't know if it's just me having headphones on in the studio listening to that, but I thought I could hear a door opening in the background there. That was not me opening a door. There were no doors being opened in the CICK train car. So maybe somebody opened a door when they were recording. Just, you know, fun observation to close the night on. You've been listening to The Underword. Today's episode has been on William Blake. This is Gavin Smith, signing off for the night. Have yourselves a good night, and we'll see you next time.